What do you think of offseason? Big picture, what's your take?
I think it's going good. Everybody's just anxious to get out there, start playing against each other, doing all the workouts and everything. You know, that's cool, but being able to compete, being able to put the defense against the offense, you know what I'm saying, being able to test it out, that starts tomorrow, so we'll be able to have a whole bigger picture. But just the energy and everything, everybody's just definitely motivated, ready to go, and it feels good.
Has Myles Garrett lived up to your...
So far. I mean, he's huge. He looks good. So, I mean, I just can't wait to get him out there.
Joe, you've had Heffers and Jason McCoy in your backfield. How would you assess the state of things back there right now?
I think it's good. I'm really glad that we ended up getting those guys. McCourty, he's a super good dude. We ended up getting able to talk to him, meet with him. He's just a dude that he loves ball, super hungry, just ready to go out there and play. Jabril, he's a character, you know, he got passion, super excited to get him out there with us. So, I mean, just being able to just create more competition in the secondary is always a good thing, you know what I'm saying? Just more bodies to be able to see just who's the best and who's ready to go.
Where do you put Courtney from play for the
safety? Oh, yeah, definitely. I definitely think he can. I think he can heat when I talked. Yeah, I hollered at him about that, and when he first was coming here, the coaches talked to him about being able to play safety. He was open to it. He's open to play safety or corner wherever we need it. So I think my biggest thing is just being able to have competition in all positions.
You mentioned how your first meeting with Greg Williams, he kind of just laid out the facts of life. Kind of, how anxious are you to kind of get out there and show Greg what you're all about?
I'm excited to get back out there and show everybody. You know, the only thing I've been hearing every time I see people is, Joe, how you feeling? You think you can be? I'm like, dude, just let me show you. You know what I'm saying? So I just can't wait to get out there and just get back out there and just get into that top level of where I'm able to compete and just being the best in my position.
Hey, Joe, when, you know, Jimmy just said he's confident that this year will be the year that the turnaround really gets going.
Mm-hmm.
So how do you look at then last year? You know, I mean, we had a new organization. Hugh was new last year. Does it feel just a lost year, or do you think that can be a building block toward, you know, this?
I think it can. I mean, it sucked. It was nothing good about last season. Being able to go through that was nothing. Nothing felt good about it. But I think that you can learn. You learn from all experiences. I think when we got Greg in, that was a big thing for our defense, you know, just being able for him, us having a young defense like that, we need somebody that can be able to keep people accountable, keep everybody accountable, myself included, Danny, Jamie, you know what I'm saying, just make sure he holds everybody to a certain standard. So, I mean, last year was not a good season for us at all, but at the end of the day, I really, really feel confident and I feel like we're moving in the right direction.
Joe, bring on the defensive note of foot pressure from
He always says it. I'm not messing with coverage. So, I mean, he does a lot of exotic things up front, but in the back end, it's more just he's going to keep those dudes and make sure they get to the quarterback, get the ball out, you know what I'm saying? So he's definitely – he's on them a whole lot, but in the back end, it's just don't let the ball go over your head.
Joe Thomas was talking about Miles, and he used the word humble. Do you see that in him?
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, he was the first overall pick. He's really quiet, you know what I'm saying? He doesn't really say too much, and that's why I say I just can't wait to see him out on the field because you don't get a read on him. He doesn't really just walk around super swole and doesn't really say too much.
Is that good to see? I mean, a guy, first overall pick, could walk in with a –
Oh, no, for sure. I mean, he just shows that he's a football player, you know, and that's what he wants to do, and that's what he wants to do. I mean, I'm happy for him. I mean, you don't want him to come in super cocky or feeling a certain type of way, so I think he's just ready to come in and earn his keep.
You expect the best nothing over your head. Is that more zone or more off cover?
I think we get a little bit of everything. He mixes it up. He lets you – I like that he's not just stuck in his ways. You know what I'm saying? He lets you play the way you want to play. He lets you play comfortable. As long as you be able to make plays out there, he's just more however you get it how you live.